Touchdown.
It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Well, good afternoon. Sorry, I'm coughing in the mic. Just as I'm turning the thing on, I like swallow a piece of dust or something, and now I'm hacking up a lung. But appreciate you coming on with us. It is the finally the end of a complete week. We haven't done a full week with all four of you guys in forever because of either baseball or travel or spring break or whatever. It's Thursday. It's Dwight McCowan. That's how it's supposed to be. Life is right again. It's good to see you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a while. I was supposed to be here last week on Wednesday and got a change of plans when I came to school and had to drive the track team to Pine Tree.
That's all right. We made it work.
We did it.
Well, you know, I'm all right on the fly. Yeah. I can come up with something on the fly without too much difficulty. But you're here today, coming up at the 5:30 break today, bottom of the hour break. David Guest, who is the general manager of the newly announced last week, Texarkana Rhinos Independent Baseball League, is coming in from the Mid-America League. So he's going to be here at 5:30 in studio with us. We'll get to hang out and talk a little bit of Rhino baseball, which I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around rhinos.
Yeah, that doesn't go together almost.
No.
Feels like it.
No, but I watched a little bit of last week's press conference and some of their explanations about things, and I'm intrigued to hear a little bit more from David. But we'll get him in here at the bottom of the hour and talk another attempt at an independent league for baseball here in town. We've tried it before, and for whatever reasons, it didn't last long. Maybe this is the one that grabs on and lasts a little longer.
Well, one thing I will say about living here for the last 9 years is baseball is really big here, so it's got a chance. It's going to have a little bit of an audience, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, it's the same drawbacks sometimes as we always encounter, and that is you're playing at Dobson.
Yes.
Which just, you know, it needs work. It needs updates. They've done very good things. The city and A&M Texarkana have fixed a lot of the issues like drainage. Those things are now making it much more playable. But at the end of the day, you're going to sit in a baseball, especially in summer. If it's not covered to some degree, good luck. Hopefully they're going to come up with some plan. Maybe even if it's just spreading canvas kind of stuff from the fence to over the stands, something to at least give folks a bit of a relief from the sun.
Yeah, I literally just drove through there. I was coming back from off of Summerhill and some construction going, so I had to cut through there.
Yep.
It did look a lot different when I was coming through there. I haven't been over there in a couple of years, so
right.
It's been a little different for me.
Okay.
But I still can see where it's if it's a hot summer day,
yeah.
It's not going to be fun to sit out there. Well, but we wish him all the best on that.
Yes, we're going to get him in here.
Get your hat and get your umbrella.
This is what we do. We're not poo-pooing. We're just saying historically, having lived here and been there, done that, there are some things to overcome. And if you overcome those or you have a plan on how, then we start having a different conversation.
That's
but I'm just telling you, from past experience, we got issues that need to be addressed. And if these guys have addressed it and figured it out with the city, maybe these are the guys that stick, and that's
hopefully
the hope.
Hopefully they can.
All right. Rangers today, couldn't get a hit against the A's. Got one hit today.
I did not even see, obviously I've been at work, so I didn't see the game, didn't hear anything about it. The only thing I've seen on the news feed for me was O.J. Simpson passed away.
Mm.
So that's the only thing that I saw.
We're going there. We're going there early, but we'll just do this. They lost to the A's 1-0. Uh-huh. They lose 2 out of 3 to Oakland in Arlington this week.
It's a long season.
It is a long, long season, but
hey, they beat the Astros earlier this week. That's
and the Astros got swept by the Royals. They got finished off today. Kansas City's won 4 in a row. Michael Wacha had a nice start last weekend, first one of the year since he got hit in the hand with the foul ball or the line drive that came back at him. I think this very young kind of hobbled together team with some free agents like Michael. All right, now they've won 7 in a row. They're 9-4. They swept the Astros. So they're keeping an eye on Kansas City.
You sweep the Astros, I'm always happy.
Right, that's right.
It's a
Astro hater.
He's cheaters, man.
See? There it is. Boom. And speaking of Astros, Rangers-Astros start a three-game series tomorrow. Yeah. I believe they are they're down in Houston tomorrow.
Hope the Rangers sweep them. I am a big Astro hater.
I guess so.
Huge. Hey, guys cheated, man.
Who do you hate worse than, OJ or the Astros?
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, man, OJ.
OJ?
No. I was like, oh, man, OJ, sheesh. That was one of those things I saw breaking. I was like, man, that's going to be a lot of people trying to be like, I ain't going to say it's Bobby Knight-esque, but, you know, like trying to dance around the obvious topics.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't.
We don't do that. We don't try dancing.
You can't dance around. I remember as a kid watching The Chase. Remember in school watching The Trial.
Yep.
You know, I mean, obviously, I have my opinion on what happened, unfortunately, you know, about the two people. Well,
the court said not guilty.
Yeah, the court said not guilty.
The court said not guilty.
And I disagree with the court, but, you know, that's
another just, court said civilly responsible, and they made him pay.
Well, you have a great attorney like Johnny Cochran, they get things done for you.
That's
why you pay the big bucks to them.
When you have a little money, your legal representation usually is a little better.
Correct. But I mean, obviously, as a player, you know, he was phenomenal way before my time. But you know, the video highlights that I saw was awesome.
Okay,
but that's one of those things where, to me, as much as you want to, you can't talk about the career without talking about the post career.
Okay,
and so obviously, you said he passed away. But if you watch things about him, the documentaries and things about him, it was clear that he had some demons. He had some issues with him, some possession and some jealousy, some rage, and so when all those things happened, it wasn't a surprise how it ended up turning out, unfortunately, for his ex-wife and her friend and things like that.
You're a young enough guy. OJ for you is the trial.
Yes, trial and the CBS guy,
sure. Right.
And kind of the end of the Hertz commercials. Yes,
okay. I'm an old enough guy that OJ was a football player.
Okay.
And then became the movie guy, and then became the trial guy.
Yes.
And then became the just kind of bizarre figure guy. Yeah. So if I go back to the beginning of this, being the old guy in the room, the OJ from the 1970s was Jim Brown 2.0. I mean, for the time period, for a 14-game schedule that he was playing, having the 2,000-yard season, there had never been anything like the year he put together in 73 when he ran for 2,000 yards. Yes. And I remember it distinctly, and I remember the Thanksgiving game against Detroit where he set the NFL rushing record at the time. Not knowing a lot about his growing up years.
Correct.
Kind of splashed onto the scene at USC, got picked by Buffalo, had some struggled years the first couple of years. Then all of a sudden they got the offensive line together. They get Joe Ferguson, and he takes off and becomes OJ, the juice. I would think until, you know, as Peyton came around, that was the discussion at the moment. Jim Brown, OJ Simpson, and then Walter Payton were the three greatest running backs in the NFL up to, if we're having this conversation, between 1960 and 1985. Now, the others will come.
Yes.
The Emmitt Smiths will come. The Eric Dickersons will come. Those guys are going to join into this conversation. But for the moment, those were the three guys.
It. Yes.
And OJ was just, it leaves me a bit speechless for a guy with his size and his speed and his moves. And like I said, most of the running backs pre him were just power guys.
Yes.
They didn't run away. You know, Gale Sayers' career got cut short, obviously, because of the knee injury. Nobody did what OJ had done up to that point in time. And it kind of redefined how the running back and the running game could be.
Yes.
That you can have a speed guy and it can be opened up. And having now turf fields in a lot of these places made the tracks faster, the conditions better if you're doming them up. And all of a sudden, a guy like OJ kind of changed the look of the game. So that's the first part of it for me, and that part's going to be the part I remember.
Yes,
being young, I was an adult watching The Chase, and the trial, and it really was the trial of the century.
Yes, it was.
The entire thing just was mind-boggling that a guy that we thought was the football guy who looked so squeaky clean, all of a sudden, as you said, a lot of these demons came out. A lot of the things that he, you know, the murder of Nicole Brown wasn't the first time that Nicole Brown had been domestically abused.
Great.
And that, I think, took everybody by surprise that this was the O.J. Simpson that we thought we knew and that we really didn't know.
Yeah.
And then as the 30 for 30s kind of came out and there was pieces that started looking back at where he grew up and he was a gang kid.
Yeah.
And he was a tough kid. And it's so strange to see a really hard-edged gang kid redefine his persona for the public.
Yes.
And really convince everybody he was the smiling OJ, the good guy, the Hertz commercial guy, the Towering Inferno, whatever movies he was in guy, that was, he had marketed himself so well that he was an American icon.
And that's where, you know, from that first part that you were describing, my uncles always would, you know, they would tell me stories about him. And they always, they weren't fans of him. They felt he was disingenuous. He wasn't who he presented
was
himself
to be. Yeah.
And so that's why when all those things came out, they said that's about what we thought, you know.
Sure.
And not that they were saying they thought he was capable of murder or you know, alleged of murder or whatever you want to call it. But they always felt that he was disingenuous, that he wasn't himself. He was putting on a persona of what it people wanted to see.
Right.
And so that's why they always be like, they were never big fans of him. They were always Jim Brown fans.
Sure.
You know, and they loved Jim Brown.
Yeah,
And also they loved Walter Payton, but they were never OJ fans. And so obviously as a kid, I'm kind of getting that fed into my brain. You know, but I'm also seeing the highlights and I'm like, man, that dude looks like he's really good though.
He was.
But in the same breath, I'm listening to my uncles and my dad and my granddad, you know, from their point of view of it. And I was like, as you got older, it was like, well, I see what they meant. Then all of a sudden, those things came out, and it was like, oh, well, I guess they wasn't wrong too much. You know, not that we knew he was allegedly capable of.
Sure.
But that's where the complication of the story of OJ that people want to tell today and, you know, from years to come is, yes, you can separate, and that's what you have to do. You have to separate the great player from – the personal life to what we saw out in public and to things like that.
Yep.
So that's where it gets a little bit sketchy.
We, I think, have been exposed to this more and more. Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
We got great football players or great athletes who just aren't very good people. And I think we never really saw a bunch of that, maybe until OJ, honestly.
Yeah, I just think, you know, because we don't know who none of these people really are.
Right.
We think we do because we see them on TV and we see them playing sports, but you really don't know who they really are. Not saying some are good, some are bad. You don't know because we all have skeletons in our closet. So that's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is you have a perception about them, but do you really know who they are?
Yep.
And to things like, well, I mean, obviously the Aaron Hernandez, I mean, the guy was basically out killing people.
He's a murderer.
Yeah. I mean, multiple people.
Right.
And was threatening teammates, and teammates were like, whoa. So, and obviously us in the public, we didn't know nothing about that until it actually happened. And it was like, oh, wow, we had no idea. This guy was just a good football player that we saw playing.
Nope, that's exactly right.
So
today we at least spend a segment talking about OJ. I can't remember last time his name came up in a show that we'd have done. It's been that long because he had kind of been, you know,
hey,
you don't want to touch that. No. You stay away from that because it just – but we're on a day today. We're at 76 years old and apparently suffering from cancer for a while. He passed away today, and so it's a sad, tragic story. I think it's going to be one that people are going to look back on and go, that's complicated, and that was tragic, and it's a shame how his life turned from multiple directions, from being rough to being kind of a hero to being kind of a villain.
Yes.
And that's how it ends. All right. We got to take a break. They haven't called you about coaching Kentucky yet, have you?
They did. Nah.
We're no. getting down the list. I didn't know if you were if how far down we'd gone.
Hey, no thank you on that one. Everybody who's turning down, no thank you.
We'll come back. We'll see exactly what Dwight McCowan's take is on the John Calipari move to Arkansas when we come back. And don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, David Gesh, we're going to talk a little bit. Texarkana Rhinos baseball at the bottom of the hour. So stick around. We got all that coming up and more here on Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan. On the Fan 107.9.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer, Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas, driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
High tech, low tech, big or small, high tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl letterings or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high tech, low tech, big or small, High Tech Signs can do them all.
High Tech Signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
Take a second to think about this. How safe and secure are your valuables? Your guns, jewelry, documents, and family heirlooms? What are you doing to protect them? You need a safe. At Locksmith TXK, they're all about access, control, and security. Check out Locksmith TXK today in their fully stocked showroom on Summerhill Road or on the web at locksmithtxk.com. They offer 100% financing and 12 months same as cash.
Locksmith TXK, you found the right locksmith.
Are you searching for an escape from the hustle? Betrothed Cigar Lounge offers a haven for those who appreciate the art of cigar smoking. Indulge in their lounge area, savoring the rich flavor of your chosen cigar any time of the day with free Wi-Fi available. Need privacy? Their VIP room provides an intimate setting for special occasions or business meetings. Check out PatrolCigarLounge.com for more information. Memberships are available.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing. On 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack and Dwight McCowan. As we wrap up the week, we got baseball tonight. Texas High heading down to Atlanta. It is a rather large showdown with Longview tonight.
Huge.
Four teams get in the playoffs. At the moment, it looks like Hallsville, White House are going to be two of them.
Mm-hmm. Mount Pleasant's in a good
spot right now. Mount Pleasant may be three. Yeah. And now you got Marshall, Longview, Texas High, all tied at 4-4 for their district record. You know, the good news for the Tigers, they've got White House after this, and then they basically have the back end of the
district,
schedule. I think they still have Marshall too.
Yes.
They got the back end of the district schedule with, with Tyler and with, Pine Tree. They're still left in there. So they've got some games that are winnable on the back end, but They lost to Longview the first go around. They lost to Marshall on the first go around. If you lose these two games, you basically have lost the tiebreakers on both, and now you're going to have to somehow figure out a way to hop over them. Tonight's game has a lot of meaning.
Correct. Well, no pressure against Marshall. Marshall just lost their ace tomorrow, so no pressure against Texas A&M. You're playing without their ace.
Hey, yeah, well,
that's
but
what you got to get done right
you,
there.
You still got to win that game. Done. You let them sneak in and steal that game from you, and you lost a tiebreaker to both teams.
Correct.
And now you have you're multiple games down, and you can't make them up. Unless because you don't have a head-to-head left.
Correct.
So we got stuff tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start time tonight as Texas and I heading down to Atlanta. It's first time that Paul, who's calling the games, will get a chance to see the new Atlanta ballpark. I haven't seen it yet.
Man, it is nice.
It's on the campus, right? The high school campus?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Obviously, my son's teams played their district tournament there. I pulled up, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And then we ran a track meet down there a couple weeks ago, and I went over. Hey, it's really nice facility.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to have you do this. I bet you that's Mr. Guest who just called my phone. He's probably locked out.
I bet you.
Will
he
you
is.
Go get him?
Yes, I sure
and
will.
And I'll talk for a minute while you go. I'd let it go the other way, but you probably want me to talk instead of you. Anyway, so we've got that one coming up. We've got Texas High coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. For you guys who are Arkansas fans, Razorback get a game tomorrow night. Liberty, that's on Real Country, by the way. Liberty Ilo, they have their game on the road tomorrow night. That one's on News Talk 107.1. They go on the road to Sulphur Springs tomorrow night. And then Saturday, talk about tie breaks, 2 o'clock. H.E. Markham Park, Liberty Ilo is going to have a chance to try to get back at PG. They're two games behind the Hawks now. And if you want to win district, Saturday is going to be a must-win game for Liberty Ilo. When you get in the playoffs as the number two seed, they did and went all the way to state last year. You don't have to win district to be successful all the way down to the end in June. But as you're going out from 4A down to 3A, if you're Liberty Ilo, there's a little bit of something in there that says I want to make sure that before I leave this classification in this district that I get one more crack at Pleasant Grove and get a chance to steal this one back. So that game on the air, 2 o'clock on Saturday. We just want to make sure that everybody's aware of exactly what's going on schedule-wise for baseball. So that gets us all up to date. You brought David in there. We're going to get him in the next segment. Dwight McCowan slipping back in there. Appreciate you being the doorman. I mentioned before we left for the break about did Kentucky call you?
Yeah,
because Scott Drew told him no out of Baylor yesterday, and now the list starts to get a little bit squirrely if you're a big blue fan.
Yeah, that's a very smart move by Scott Drew, by the way, to stay at Baylor, stay put. That to me, that's a pressure cooker that I wouldn't want no part of. Kentucky or Duke, those two jobs that no thank you.
Okay.
And it's because the expectations are just – to me, they're
unrealistic,
almost unattainable.
Yeah,
what they want, how the landscape of college basketball has changed. I mean, if you look at it, what the past 25 years is as good as we think about Duke or Carolina. I mean, UConn has turned into a powerhouse and has just as many national championships as those guys, even
more.
I think in that time frame. So they're not what they feel they are. They're still a really good team, but to me, you might have to go reach out to, I know it's going to sound crazy.
Here we
you
go.
Might have to reach out to Patino or somebody. And see,
I thought that too. And I heard that rumor really early, and then there was the conversation of he's a New York guy. He's at St. John's right now. He's not going to coach probably more than another couple of years. And why leave home?
Well, I mean, I say this though. Besides Calipari, who's there for what, 12, 13 years?
15.
15 years. Who really has stayed longer than 3 to 5 years at Kentucky, really, lately?
The guys
who've been there. And so, you get a man about 3 years. Hey, he's done. And you can move on and find another young guy who maybe might have popped up. Because, again, if I'm Alabama's coach, why am I leaving Alabama?
Not,
I got this thing rolling.
If I'm UConn's coach, I'm not leaving that. I'm
definitely using that as a machine. So I will say this. It was funny. I was talking to one of my players the other day. I was like, who would have thought that SMU – will cause this chain of reaction in college basketball. If you think about it, SMU fires their coach.
Yep.
USC, he takes that job.
Yep.
He leaves Arkansas to go to USC. There you go, Kentucky. It's a chain of command right there that happened, a chain reaction.
I said this 2 days ago. It's backwards. This order is happening backwards.
Yes, it should go the other way.
This is where, you know, a Calipari goes to the NBA, that job opens.
Yes.
Somebody goes to Kentucky, Musk goes to Kentucky. A USC guy goes to Arkansas. An SMU guy goes to USC. SMU's open.
Yeah, everybody's moving
looking
up.
For a coach. That's the way it normally happens. This feels like everybody moved lateral or down.
This, to me, well, one, if I'm an NBA guy, I'm definitely not taking that job. But to me, I look
so at... So if you're Billy Donovan, that's what you're saying,
effect. Oh, gosh, no. I want no part. First of all, I want a part of recruiting. I have to go sign my free agents.
Have you seen the Bulls?
I will go do free agency before I go and recruit guys and try to go get them out the portal. And no, thank you.
I watched a Bulls tape the other day, a 3-on-none fast
score.
Break and couldn't score. I don't know that I don't leave right then. I take a timeout and call Kentucky and say, hey, you still looking for somebody? Because this is ridiculous.
You
3-on-none and you don't score.
You say that until the fans start putting stuff in your yard.
I know.
About two months when you're there.
So, I know. I get it.
To me, so like I always looked at it like this. To me, those blue blood schools, I would be a person. I want to be like at a University of Texas or Baylor where we have resources. We're just as good. But that pressure is just not – I mean, it's great we're winning. You know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, Scott Drew can probably name his price at Baylor if he wants to.
Yeah.
Won that championship.
Yeah.
He's good. Even Shaka Smart, who left Texas, wasn't a good fit at Texas. He's a better fit at Marquette.
He's a really good fit
He could probably name his price at Marquette right now, what he wants to do there. You know, so to me, those guys really – I feel like they're going to have to go get a big name. But to me, they're going to have to find like a younger guy, in my opinion.
You brought Shaka Smart's name out. You know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, if the Kentucky job opens, Shaka Smart probably gets a call.
Yes.
Before what happened at Texas.
Yes.
He probably gets a call. You know, he came from smaller program.
Yes, he did.
Went to Texas, scaled back to Marquette. Some guys find their spots, not the spotlight.
Correct.
It's a little smaller, and I can do great things here. Where was he, at VCU or someplace?
Yes, he was.
I don't know if I'm Shaka Smart. It's again, Kentucky's one of the 4 or 5 jobs. But I don't know that I finally have enough self-awareness to say, you know what? I'm good in Milwaukee at Marquette. I don't think I want to go to Lexington, even though it's one of those jobs.
I would say this. No, I would think he's saying no. He's fine where he's at.
Yeah.
One guy I would look at, and I think he's a very sketchy individual, by the way. But he's a good coach. He was really making NIL deals before they were doing NIL deals. Is Will Wade down at Southeastern Louisiana?
Yeah,
that's a guy I might well reach out to. Obviously, the guy can coach, but and everything he was doing is kind of legal now on the up and up,
right?
And so you know, and the guy went there and won 30 games.
Yeah,
to me, guy can coach. Another one who had some issues in Texas. Spent a couple years now. It's kind of you can maybe make a run back at Chris Beard again and see if maybe you can pull him over to Kentucky.
He said no to Arkansas.
To me, those are the type of guys you got to go after to come to Kentucky.
Apparently, they reached out to Mississippi State, to their guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know much about him either.
If you're Kentucky and you're reaching out to Mississippi State about their guy, something doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel right to me.
Well, again, because I don't think they understand where they are in the pick order now. This ain't 1965.
Or 2005.
I was going to even, yeah, that's true.
Or 2015.
2015 when they had the undefeated season. So you're not the upper echelon of where we want to go. So you think you got the pick of it, but you really don't. And I will say Calipari, he needed to leave. They both needed to make a split. That thing was his run his course.
Yeah.
Probably about 4 or 5 years too long. And so it was time to go. He made a really good move. He got out of it really good. But I will bring up another name that I thought about. And I know he struggled. He may could do a good job there. I guess I'm looking at stars because he's my favorite player growing up as a kid. Penny Hardaway. Can you get that guy in there? He's right there in that area. I don't know how great of a coach he really is, to be honest with you, when I'm watching Memphis.
How good of a recruiter is he? Because that's the beginning of this conversation. Well, how good can you recruit? And he's had Memphis, and he's recruited.
He's done a very good job.
He's recruited a bunch of good, but their success just hasn't been, it hasn't translated.
Yeah, I think the better teams he has when he had like Larry Brown on his staff with him.
And he
had, I can't think of the guy's name. He went to SMU. He had those really strong guys who've been head coaches for years on his staff. He needs those type of personalities to help him out. And I feel like really he started to struggle once he got rid of Larry Brown when Larry Brown left, and he lost Mike Miller as well, an NBA player. Okay. But I think if you can get Penny there, he can. He's a big name, so he's going to bring some guys in. I just don't know if you're going to get the good coaching in. But having said that, I don't really think John Calipari is that great of a coach either. I think he's a very good recruiter.
Right.
He's a very good businessman.
That's why they haven't finished the deal in the last 10 years.
I always laugh when he – because he's the college basketball Doc Rivers, where he's just making excuses all the time when something happens. He's trying to get out in front of it, and so that's kind of what Calipari is to me. But really, he's in a good spot at Arkansas, because obviously Arkansas is a basketball-crazy area as well. I think he'd be fine there, but to me, the Kentucky thing is I would make a big push at Will Wade first. I would go out the Beard and probably Penny Hardaway.
This is humbling if you're Kentucky, if you're a booster or a fan, where you believed we could find a guy, name the guy, yes. He's coming as soon as we call him because we're Kentucky.
Yes, and they're all saying no.
And I think they're getting a real rude awakening about the fact that, like you said, this isn't like it used to be.
No.
And when you look at a UConn and the success they're having – and Alabama.
Yeah.
Basketball in Alabama has surpassed Kentucky.
Tennessee's a better program than them
now. Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey.
Stop.
I'm just saying, man.
Stop. We're going to take a break. It's about 29 minutes till top of the hour. All right, we're going to talk a little independent baseball next. I got to get my rhino on because that's what we're doing next. David Guest is the GM of the Texarkana Rhinos. He's in studio. We're going to move folks around, move the camera around. We're going to get you right back in here. We're going to talk some Rhino baseball. I hope you got thick hide, because that's what we're talking about next. You stick around. We're coming right back. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan here on The Fan 107.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a big green egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Hey y'all, by always looking local first, we're making sure our babies have a bright future. You know, local businesses depend on our support. They're usually first in line to support our local organizations. Let's do our part to always look local first.
Don't throw your damaged cell phone away. It's repairable. Whether it's a screen replacement or micro soldering, M-Tech Electronics can repair it. And at the best price in town. Call them today for your smartphone, computer, and game console repairs. 4012 Summerhill Square, Texarkana.
When you're craving a real, honest-to-goodness, old-fashioned hamburger with the freshest ingredients, and French fries that make a jackrabbit slap a hound dog. Head over to 201 East Broad, TLC Burgers and Fries. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Open till 7 Friday and Saturday.
Legacy Cleaners, formerly Holiday Cleaners, has 35 years experience and 4 locations in Texarkana and surrounding areas, including their newest location at 210 West 7th Street. For the best starch jeans in town, it's Legacy Cleaners. They can handle your finest threads.
Look local first, and everybody benefits. From the store owners to people like you and me supporting them. Look local first.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you building that new custom home this year, doing a remodel, or even putting a pool in the backyard? Hi, architects. This is Chad Carlisle again with Sounds Good Audio and Video. Wow your friends and neighbors with a new luxury home entertainment package, outdoor audio, or how about a dedicated theater room, Wi-Fi networking, or a simple TV install. Give us a call today for a no-obligation on-site survey, 903-278-0830. The website, soundsgoodtxk.com, or come by and see me personally at the showroom at 301A Industrial Boulevard. They're in the Nash Business Park.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
Clear tonight with a low of 41.
Sunny tomorrow with a high of 76. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 51. Sunny Saturday with a high of 82. Scan the QR code and enter to win the ultimate backyard barbecue at our next live road show tomorrow, 11 to 2 at Daily Deals on the corner of Summerhill and New Boston Road.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Alrighty, welcome back. 25 minutes, still top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Dwight McCowan, and see, you're swagged up now. David Guest, I like that. I'm going to get you closer to that mic so we can hear
you.
Sir. There you go. You're a radio guy. This should be easy. It's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
I'll tell you what, I'm always intrigued when we get a new something in town because, you know, it's a new something.
Yeah.
It's got a little shine to it. It's got a little intrigue to it. You know, when we get a Texarkana something, we always get it. We get Twins. We've had Gunslingers. Yeah. We've had Bandits. You know, we are who we are. I'll be honest with you. If you'd have said, I'm going to give you 24 hours to pick out a name that we're going to choose, start. And I'd have gone through all of those and everything I can think. I'd have never said rhinos. I'd have never said rhinos. So you better explain to me how the hell you guys came up with rhinos.
Yeah, so it wasn't intended to make sense.
well, good, it didn't.
And that's you know, how do you get the people talking about
right.
you?
That's right.
So the history of Texarkana, a very rich one of music. Johnny Cash, Joplin, there was also a member of the Temptations. So our logo represents, there's a music emblem in the tail of the rhino.
I see him. I see a little note.
Yeah, right in the note.
Yeah, yeah.
We also, this line in between, in the middle of the logo, representing the state line. There's Texarkana, the Twin Cities,
okay.
You know. And there are two, you know, we're talking about the white bronco today. There are two white rhinos still surviving. In the world, in Kenya. So our idea, you know, those two, brother and sister, they get along great. So we hope that all of Texarkana gets along together and comes together with this baseball team. And we're raising funds for those two white rhinos in Kenya.
I heard that when I went back and listened to your press conference online. You had snippet of it's online. And If you are somebody who did not see that or didn't see the clip online, didn't get invited to the press conference, which, by the way, you need to invite me to press conferences.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. We're getting acclimated.
Yeah, that's right. I thought of all the things that we're going to talk about concerning baseball, the fact that ownership, management, however the league has come up with this, the idea about somehow raising some funds, and as you said, there's two of these left in the world, of trying to do something to, I believe from what I understood, in vitro fertilization of the female to be able to propagate this species and keep them on the planet.
Yes, sir.
That's got my attention beyond anything else. We'll talk baseball, and I know you got a coach now and all that, but to me, that little piece of whoever came up with it is brilliant and is well-respected because we can either just play baseball or we can do something bigger.
Exactly. And this is, yes, we are going to have a great product on the field baseball-wise. We're recruiting top college players and,
right.
and other players in independent ranks and minor league baseball. But we're also for people that don't – if you're not a baseball fan, you're going to have a great time at our games because this is bigger than baseball, and this is all about fun and entertainment.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we'll be. And, you know, there's been things here before, but we are the thing that sticks. We are the baseball team. We are Texarkana's team today, and
okay.
we'll be Texarkana's team for years to come.
All right, so you guys are coming out of what's a newly formed Mid-America League. Walk me through the evolution of this. Where did this league idea come from? You guys have picked a half dozen cities. Is the grand plan a 3-5 year plan of 20 cities, or is it going to stay small, be small, and you're going to, you know, be successful small before we start branch? I mean, there are a lot of questions, and we've seen a lot of minor league and independent stuff come through here, and so I'm intrigued by the plan.
So this is the first league of its kind. Our roster will be a hybrid roster of top college players in the nation and other guys that are trying to get to the major leagues or major league system. We will have our college players are paid through the name, image, likeness program. Okay. The NIL has taken over college athletics. And what do? You go along with the time. So right. we also, Major League Baseball has cut their draft from 50 rounds down to 20.
Yeah.
And there is a lack thereof of leagues like ours in the Southwest and Midwest of America. So we have 6 inaugural franchises for this first season. We are here in Texarkana. We're in Abilene. We're in Sherman. We're just outside of Longview in White Oak.
Right.
We're in Joplin, Missouri. The Joplin Outlaws just jumped over from the Mink League to ours. And Fort Smith, the Fort Smith Marshals.
Okay.
We're working on expansion markets for next year already.
Okay.
We hope to be at 10 in 2025.
All right.
24 teams by 2027. So
okay.
We are growing this thing and splitting those 24 into 4 divisions. So this is ground level. Our idea is to go into these mid-market, underserved, that have not many entertainment opportunities.
Sure.
So this is a family fun experience platform where for the kids, for the parents, for the grandparents. Parents, as I mentioned, if you're an avid baseball fan, a casual one, or not one at all, we want to leave people. It's an experience from the time you come in to your way out, and that is what we hope to bring. And on the baseball side of it, I explained our roster situation. That is going to create. We're getting ahead of the times and providing something that's much needed.
Typically, college coaches. Have guys on their rosters who didn't get a lot of time to play. They're wanting them to be better developed for next year. We kind of seen that before when this happened a few years back. And so those tend to be the guys that college coaches say, yeah, well, I'm good with you. I don't want my ace out here pitching in the summer because he needs to be taking time. But I need my guy who I recruited, but for whatever reason, he didn't get on the field very much. I need him to have some more at-bats or more innings pitched. Is that the guys you're going to end up with, you think?
Those are going to be the guys.
Yeah.
We're targeting those guys. I mean, of course, we're going for best talent, but that's those will fill some of our spots.
Right.
Yeah, those are. And of course, we're going for character guys. We're going, we're not just recruiting based off of your talent. We're recruiting on, you know, how are you going to represent the organization? These are, if you've been to a minor league baseball game, yeah, going to a major league baseball game is something amazing, but I encourage you all to go check out a minor league baseball team. This is the reason I'm in front of you guys today. My memories as a kid of going on road trips with my dad and stopping by as many minor league games as I could. So yes, these will be those guys that need additional work, are looking to up their stock in the draft, are looking to become that next guy the following season at their D1 program, or we will also be recruiting D2, D3. So yeah, absolutely, those will be some of the guys that make up our roster.
Who's the ownership here?
We are, so right now it is owned by the Mid-America League.
Okay, the league owns it right now. Okay.
Yes, but we are looking, the long term here is to build a multi-purpose venue here in Texarkana. How we do that is our success over the next couple of years
right.
at George Dobson Field. Our ownership has over 60 years of experience between them, probably more than that. National Sports Services and Ventura right. Sports Group are headers of the Mid-America League, and they are owning the Texarkana team and will continue to oversee, but we are looking for a local tie here.
Do they own the others as well, or they have local owners for the other franchises?
So other franchises do have local owners, but again, are overseen by
the league, right?
The league.
Right. Oh, I got you. All right. We're going to take a break. Dwight, you loading up questions in your head?
Yes.
Okay.
I got one, but yes.
Okay. We're going to take a break because we got a commercial coming up. David Guest is in here with us. He's the general manager of the Texarkana Rhinos, which means he's responsible for putting this whole thing together. Coaches, players, uniforms, you name it. He's your guy.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. You going to stick around?
Yes, sir.
We'll do another segment with David. We'll talk a little bit more. We got lots of questions. You threw up some stuff that's going to certainly want us to talk about a potential venue, being over at Dobson. You guys have a coach. We'd like to hear about him. So we're going to do all that when we come back. Leaving the yard, Chuck Zack, Dwight McCown. We're coming at you live here on The Fan 107.9.
A Chicago medical school requires applicants to submit a photo to determine their race. Their diversity goal is admirable, but if I'm having major surgery, I don't care about the doctor's race or gender. I just want them to save my life. We're making a mistake when we undervalue biblical attributes like God-given ability, ambition, and responsibility, and pursue a communist utopia instead. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Danica is very independent. She was fearless. She was fun. She was funny. She thought she was taking a prescribed pill, and in reality, it was a fake pill laced with fentanyl. My life has been devastated by the loss of my daughter. Don't take the risk. Think like it can happen to you.
Visit OnePillKillsTX.com, sponsored by HHSC.
High-tech, low-tech, big or small, high-tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High-Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl letterings or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high-tech, low-tech, big or small, high-tech signs can do them all.
High-tech signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
Are you building that new custom home this year, doing a remodel, or even putting a pool in the backyard? Hi, architects. This is Chad Carlisle again with Sounds Good Audio and Video. Wow your friends and neighbors with a new luxury home entertainment package, outdoor audio, or how about a dedicated theater room, Wi-Fi, networking, or a simple TV install. Give us a call today for a no-obligation on-site survey, 903-278-0830. The website, soundsgoodtxk.com, or come by and see me personally at the showroom at 301A Industrial Boulevard. They're in the Nash business.
Hi there, it's Haley Roser, co-chair of the 9th annual Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival presented by Leadball Office. This year's wine festival will be held at Spring Lake Park in Texarkana on Saturday, May the 4th from 11 to 7. It's a celebration of art, food, music, beer, and wine benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance of the Tri-State area. General admission is $10. Children 12 and under are free, and this family-friendly event has something for everyone to enjoy. We are on cloud 9 for you to join us at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 7.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities, this is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Texarkana Resources at 3015 East 9th Street, Texarkana, Arkansas, building bridges to independence and providing training, education, and support to enable persons with disabilities to reach their highest potential in the community. No matter your disability skills or experience, visit their website at texarkanaresources.org or call 870-774-9675.
Leading the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9
is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Alrighty, welcome back. We got about 11 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zach and Dwight McCowan, and we're visiting with David Guest. He is the general manager of the Texarkana Rhinos Mid-American League baseball team. Dwight, jump in there.
Well, my question was about the players. And so you're saying how you get college players and guys who didn't get drafted. So how do you – how do you reach out to those guys? You have a scouting department, which is probably you, or is it connections with the coaches, the college coaches, they reach out to you? How do you get those guys to come here?
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things. Our league and our team president, Jeremy Agard, the Ventura Sports Group, National Sports Services, they've been doing this thing for decades. Okay. So their connections are rich throughout the country. So we've been able to tap into there's an abundance of connections that we have that way. And, of course, scouting from our team president and our head coach, field manager. Yes. It's baseball, of course. And we have had a portal up on our website, midamericaleague.com, okay. Where players have been submitting since October to get in there. So that's the easiest thing we're going to do. It's a matter of who we're going to choose.
Absolutely. Okay.
You mentioned a coach, and I threw it out there before, manager. You got a name now anyway.
Yes.
A week ago, I don't think we had a name. Now we got a name. Who's going to be the guy?
Yeah, the leader of our team, his name is Kevin Grant. Okay. He's coming from Des Moines, Iowa. He is the pitching coach right now at Cornell College up there.
Okay.
He was also a coach for Evansville University, and he is a great leader of men. We feel confident that he's going to lead the Rhino Stampede, as we say.
How many guys are you going to be able to have with him? Is he going to have one other coach, two other coaches? What's the staff going to look like?
He'll have a hitting guy, he'll have a pitching guy, a couple additional reserve assistant coaches. So three to four guys or so. Okay.
Typically, leagues like this do host families for the players. I'm assuming that's probably going to be the arrangement as well.
Yes, that is correct. We are very grateful for our host families that have joined on to this point. We are looking for a few more.
Okay.
We want this to be the best possible experience for the players. It's Texarkana, and it's the memories that we leave with them. So there's not much asked. An open fridge, a place to sleep. These guys are going to be playing a lot of baseball this summer.
Right. They're going to be on the road half the time.
34 home games here in Texarkana, 68 game schedule. Our season goes from the very end of May until early August. So, yeah, a couple of months. Host families really are part of the glue that brings this together, and we are looking for a few more. So please get in contact with us via social media other ways of getting in touch with the Rhinos. You can find us.
So you mentioned NIL, and we know NIL at big universities has the possibility of kids, getting some money. This is obviously going to be a different arrangement, so to speak. They're not going to make big money sitting in Joplin or Texarkana playing baseball in the summer. What are you hoping the kids at least are able to get out of here with? How much money would you like to see them getting through NIL deals to make this worth their while?
Yeah, I mean, most of these guys aren't used to getting paid, we are the only league that offers this kind of thing. So really, anything is better than nothing.
Okay.
So I wouldn't give so much an exact dollar amount, but we want to have them doing financially well, and they will be getting paid to play the game, and not only will this be helping their baseball resume, but also have them well off.
You guys are at Dobson. If you listen to the beginning of the show, which I think you might have, we have a history. The city has done a really good job the last few years bringing it up to a better place than it had been in the past. They, along with the college here, the players and the management here, did a really good job fixing up drainage issues, which had forever plagued Dobson. It's still an uncovered ballpark for fans. You've talked about potentially seeing the construction of some multi-purpose facility that would hopefully house baseball, but you don't have it yet. What's the plan for Dobson? Is it as it is, we're just jumping in, or does the franchise have some idea with the city to even move it into a higher level of enjoyment for the fans who are going to show up?
Yeah, we're absolutely moving it to a higher level. We're working with the city. I don't know if you saw the Texarkana Gazette, the millions of dollars that are going into renovations at Spring Lake Park and also to Texas A&M Texarkana softball and baseball facilities. So we are getting a new outfield wall. We are getting we're a whole facelift throughout the stadium. We are renovating our picnic areas, putting roofing over those picnic area sections. Yep. We are putting seat backs on the seats that are on the bleacher system that is there at each side of the press box. They do have shaded covering.
Right.
Just cleaning up and making it, getting it to our minor league minimum standard. And we have the full support of the city on that. Just got a brand new scoreboard out in the outfield.
Okay.
Just being the best partners that we possibly can be with Texas A&M Texarkana. But it is going to look entirely different between now and opening day, and just going to continue to look better. It's going to be you're going to like the way it looks on opening day.
Okay. Well, I hope we get a chance to be out there opening day. We'd love to be out there and certainly celebrate the entire thing with you guys, because after all, like I said at the beginning of this, it's something new in town. We all benefit if it's successful. Nobody wants it to fail. You want things to be better. We know hotel, motel, restaurant revenue increases if things are here to do. Families of these players will be coming in to watch them play. We all want that to work.
Absolutely.
So we're like, go Rhinos, beginning of or end of May when you guys start your schedule. We certainly want to we want to see some stuff happen that makes the fans want to come. You said you want this to be fun. This is going to be entertainment. It's certainly baseball-based. We've got a guy who's going to come in here on Monday who's the dancing umpire for the Savannah Bananas.
Vincent Chapman.
I don't know that anybody's league is going to try to do anything the Bananas do, because they're off the chain. But walk me through at least some of the things in your head for entertainment purposes that you want kids and you want fans to be able to look forward to. We're going to be doing some of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, give a little plug. You might see Vince on our opening weekend.
Great.
The Savannah Bananas are here on the far right.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's minor league baseball on the far left, and we're going to be somewhere in the middle.
All right.
We're going to be a whole ton of fireworks. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have fun in between inning promotions. Treat it like the Super Bowl. Go use the bathroom during the game, because you're not going to want to miss the entertainment.
Nice.
We're gonna do things that might not make the most of sense, but are gonna intrigue you and get you on the edge of your seat and have you looking forward from beginning to end. So America's pastime, and like you said, the power of sports. You know, how are we gonna market this community?
Right.
New people that are coming into town, take them to the ball game, get to know them.
Yep.
This is gonna be. We hope that this is the fire that people surround together.
You got a pretty cool shirt on. When's the Rhino swag going to hit the website, and you know, where are folks going to be able to go to find it?
Very soon, we will have merchandise available. Go Rhinos, go! keepupwithus.com is now live, our website. It'll be on our website. Keep up with us on social media. Texarkana Rhinos. It's almost near, and very excited to get that out. I hope that people wear it proudly. You know, I see Arkansas Razorbacks all over the place here. You know, wear your home team. Yeah. I mean, absolutely, we're home to Arkansas, but now Texarkana's got a team to represent proudly. You know, a lot of great things happening with Arkansas sports programs. We're very excited to be coming in at this time. We hope that people embrace it because this is affordable, fun entertainment, and something we hope everyone gets behind.
Perfect. David Guest, it's great seeing you. We'll do this again. You start getting your coaches and all in line, and we'll get them into town, and we'll get them on a little bit and talk them up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Dwight McCallum, last thoughts?
No, just enjoy the weekend. It's going to be some good baseball played here this weekend. I wish I could catch that PGLE game.
There you go. Texas High tonight over in Atlanta against Longview. That one's coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll see you guys.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at TheFan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.